And now another thrill ride, a new novel from Michael Crichton. It's called State of Fear, and it has 20 pages of bibliography, plus footnotes, charts, and graphs. All that documentation doesn't seem especially thrilling, but reviewer Alan Chu says Crichton carries it off.
Throwing out the conventional wisdom about global warming, Michael Crichton gives us a 600-page page burner. It dramatizes the plight of post-Cold War globalized society in which we're all lied to and manipulated by something one of the characters dubs the PLM, the Politico-Legal Media Complex. The main characters are a hardy band of environmental lawyers and personal assistants led by L.A. attorney Peter Evans and, toward the end, joined by an addle-brained American movie idol. They jet from continent to continent, doing battle with a band of eco-terrorists who try to knock off opponents of their point of view as quickly as George Bush can say no to the Kyoto Treaty. But neither near death in Antarctica, nor near drowning in a southwest flash flood, nor an attack by a man-guided lightning storm, nor the bite of a usually deadly blue-ringed miniature Australian octopus can stop Attorney Evans from getting to the truth about a conspiracy to keep us all in a constant state of fear about the effects of global warming. The novel itself even survives near death from the footnotes and charts that are copiously sprinkled throughout the story to corroborate the science spouted by some of the characters. Despite all of Crichton's scholarship, the novel never reads like a tract. Tracts exposing global falsehoods don't usually keep you reading for 600 lightning-filled pages or give you scenes in which muddle-headed liberal matinee idols are eaten by Pacific Island cannibals. And that makes Crichton's latest serious entertainment all the more digestible.
The book is State of Fear by Michael Crichton. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.